See, when I put my nose right next to Drover's nose, a spark of electricity jumped across the space between them, giving both of us a jolt. I found myself staring into his eyes. You just shocked my nose. No, I think you just shocked mine, and it hurt. Oh, my nose! Drover, I was sitting right here and saw the whole thing. You sent a spark of electricity through your nose and into mine. Gosh, you still got the hiccups. I do not still have the hiccups, and don't try to change the subject. Then how come you just hick? I did not hick. I said stick, as in stick to the subject. Yeah, but I forgot the subject. You shocked my nose. Don't try to deny it. Well, okay, but I didn't do it. Drover, I put my nose into his face again. How can you sit there and... It happened again. Another huge jolt of electricity. It must have been, 10,000 volts. Volts, I guess it is. Volts of electricity. At least 50,000 volts. Did it hurt? You bet it did. Drover grinned. See, I didn't do it. I saw it, pal, and you did do it. It didn't come from me. I don't know what you're up to, Drover, but I'm fixing to... At that point, I noticed that Slim was looking at us and beaming such a wide grin that I could see particles of dust and grit on his teeth. And he said, this is a direct quote, he said,
"Hey, this old wind's making so much static electricity, y'all dogs are throwing up sparks."
Huh? Static electricity? Okay, maybe Drover hadn't actually... See, when the wind blows long enough and hard enough, it sucks electricity out of all the electric power lines and flings them into the air. And all at once the air is... I don't know. Somehow the wind does something, and these deadly electrical currents are... The point here, the important point, is that I suddenly realized that the atmosphere all around us was loaded with deadly high-energy electrical zapazoids, and it was no longer safe for me to go nose-to-nose with my assistant. And at that point, I did what any normal, healthy American dog would have done. I backed away from Drover and muttered, "Drover, sometimes I think you're trying to make a mockery of my life." To which he said, "Oh, thanks. Me too."